B-Pod Studios.
Dawn Carr. She's for the people for the ethical treatment of animals. Her specialty, fish. She says, fishing is wrong. It hurts animals. And she's on the phone right now. Hi, Dawn.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Fishing is cruelty to animals?
That's right.
Now, where are we coming from on this? I mean, every boyhood memory I have of going to opening a fishing season down by the old river, catching rainbow trout.
Taking the old snag hook down there. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not cruelty to animals.
Well, it certainly is. Fish, although they're not cute and cuddly like puppies and kittens, they're just as capable of feeling pain and suffering as these other animals are.
I don't believe that fish have the same type of nervous system as a cat, a dog, or a human being does.
Well, they don't have the same type. They have the type that a fish has. A dog doesn't have the same type as a human, and a dog doesn't have the same type as a cat. But fish do have a complex nervous system. They do have pain receptors. What they don't have is vocal cords. Fishing wouldn't seem such a wholesome pastime if the animals screamed when the hook was extracted from their mouths.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I started out on Stan's side of the issue. I think I'm coming around to your way of thinking with fishing.
Uh-huh.
And I think the answer is that we should take it upon ourselves to go out to streams, wherever, and if bears or birds or anything tries to catch a fish, we shoot them.
Well, yeah, what do you think about the grizzly bear that goes and catches that salmon?
Sure. Well, there's a big difference between a grizzly bear who could not survive if they didn't catch the salmon and humans who do it for recreational purposes.
Well,
we're better off if we don't eat fish.
I would say it's a big recreational sport, fishing. But to say that it is not necessary for us to survive, I have to take exception to that because I know for a fact of a gentleman that had a family in Tennessee. His wife died, and he had no work and had to come down to the state of Florida. And that's how he used to feed his kids at night, by throwing the old rod and reel out there and catching them dinner.
The fact is that very few people are in those circumstances in this country. So we're trying to address where there is unnecessarily suffering going on that's being inflicted by human beings onto fish for no reason other than that someone wants to go out and calls this fun. People don't want to see animals caused to feel pain or suffer for no reason. But I don't know that because we think it's fun is sufficient reason to inflict suffering on another.
I mean, look at that Orlando Wilson, though. He always makes sure that he runs the fish, the gills through the water, and he lets most of them go.
Well, still, the mouths of the fish are very sensitive. They have many nerve endings in that area of their body. When you put a hook through the mouth of a fish, you're still causing suffering. There are certainly ways to do it that will cause less suffering and harm to the animals.
How would you propose people fish? With a spear gun?
No, we've actually done a mailing to fishing tournament organizers around the country, making some recommendations, because we recognize that fishing is not going to go away overnight. Mm-hmm. So there are a few steps, very simple steps, that people who are going to continue to fish can make to make it somewhat less stressful on these animals and other animals that are adversely affected. Many people don't realize that thousands of birds and other animals are injured and some die every year from being caught in lost or discarded fishing tackle.
That's one thing. I'm all in favor of, with the pelicans down here getting a lure in its mouth.
Right, that's part of our campaign to recommend to people
other,
who fish.
Other wild animals that are endangered and the cruelty that goes on with them. You are not going to convince me about fish. And I don't know how you can do it. What was scientific proof? You talked about how fish is bad for you.
Right.
What scientific proof do you have that these fish, had they had vocal cords, would be screaming?
Well, I'll give you a few quotes from scientists and marine biologists. Dr. Tom Hopkins, professor of marine science at the University of Alabama.
And he works with dolphins and killer whales. They're mammals. They got feelings.
He's talking about fish in this quote that I'm about to give you. It's ghastly to conceive, but put yourself in the fish's place. It's like dentistry without Novocaine, drilling into exposed nerves. Fish experience agony parallel to our own. So that's a professor of marine science.
Do you, if you had your way, would the helicopter lure be banned?
I'm not familiar with that device, but I probably would.
Wonderful.
I'm opposed to any device that's out there solely for the purpose of causing suffering to animals. And I would guess that that one is.
You know, I just don't classify fish.
Let's see if we can have Dawn see our point of view.
Okay.
We got a little something we want to play for you.
All right, go ahead.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
How about that, Dawn?
Hey, you know, that is the best argument I've heard against what I'm saying, but still, I gotta tell you.
Come on, the old fishing hole.
Andy and Opie on their way down to the fishing
hole. Come on. It's a part of Americana.
Okay, I do admit I was snapping my fingers and tapping my toes to that one. However, there's still suffering going on there, and I would have to object, you know?
I object to you.
Dawn, right. I bet you're pretty attractive.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, you know, I don't think we'd agree on much of anything.
But we can agree about that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, there's always common ground. I'm glad we found some.
You blonde, brunette?
I'm brunette.
Wow. You got to be, just by the sound of your voice, you got to be, what, 27, 28?
I'm 28. That's good.
Yeah, I can tell.
You want to guess her weight, Stan?
I can guess your weight.
Let's play fool the guesser.
Well, I would assume you're about, I would say 5'5 to 5'7 and weigh about 120 pounds.
You know, you guys know me or something. Well, actually, I'm 115 and 5'5.
Okay, in that ballpark.
That's creepy.
And you do have a steady boyfriend right now.
Nope, sorry.
Married?
Nope.
Available?
Well, yeah.
Would you go out with a married man?
No, I would not. No, I'm for the ethical treatment of animals and people. So, no, I would not do that.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, where are you at right now?
We're in Norfolk, Virginia. It's PETA's headquarters is located there.
Now, you're not one of those people that run around throwing red paint on fur coats, are
I'm
you?
Not, no.
Okay.
Would you be kind enough to send us a picture?
And now, why would that be necessary?
See, I'm not going to talk fish with you anymore because I know
obviously, that's going to be a sore point.
That's a sore point. And are you a vegetarian?
I certainly am. I'm a vegan, which means that in addition to not eating animal meat, I also don't eat dairy products. I don't wear leather.
Oh.
And I don't use any products that have been tested on animals or that contain animal ingredients.
So at a barbecue, you'd probably have a not dog.
I would, yeah. I just, you know, in fact, I had one today. We had a little barbecue here at the office with not dogs and veggie burgers.
Oh, man.
It's the way to go, guys.
Yeah, and you feel healthy for it?
I do, yeah.
Okay, now you'll send us a picture, right?
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll send you a clipping.
I want a nice...
Haven't you ever gone to Glamour Shots or something?
You have. Hold it. I don't even know if you've gone to...
I have to question the relevance of this.
I don't even know if you've gone to Glamour Shots, but you've gotten some professional pictures taken. And you're not kidding
You do.
Me.
You got one, don't you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
What do you got?
Yeah, this.
Will you...
I'll send you a clipping. I was just recently at the Maine Lobster Fest protesting the slaughter of lobsters up there.
Don't tell me that you're against crustaceans now, too, about
no,
killing
them. No, I'm not against crustaceans. I'm all for crustaceans.
No, I'm talking about eating them. You don't eat a lobster.
No.
There is nothing better than a baked stuffed lobster.
Well, not if you're a lobster.
I'm sorry. You know, again, we're on
common
ground.
Come on, Stanley. I'm trying to get a picture.
You want to fax it right down to us?
Yeah, I'll send you a clipping from that.
Is it a nice picture of you? Are you proud of the picture?
Well, you know, I'm glad that they did a piece.
Does it look like you? I mean, does it do you justice?
No.
Yeah, it does?
Well, I'll send you one that does. I did a tour of elementary schools around the country this summer.
All right.
Talking to kids about fishing and suggesting alternatives, something that they can do outdoors with their friends and family that doesn't directly torture animals.
All right. And after you send that down to us, would you consider maybe a self-Polaroid?
Nope.
All right.
I don't know.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just can't get you off our mind now.
I know.
We don't agree with virtually anything you believe in, but we're smitten with you.
That's all right.
All right. Fax that down to us, and if I like what I see, I'll call you back.
You got it, guys.
And if I call you back, can I get a home phone?
Nope.
Now, why are you doing that? You don't even know if you want one yet.
I don't know. I said it, you know, if I like what I see.
See, you're not operating on a full deck here. That's probably all that meat you eat.
That'll do it.
I had a huge steak last night, Dawn. Two inches thick.
Not really. Bob Mitchum was 79, and he was a steak machine.
Right. Well, you know, it lines you up for heart disease, cancer, stroke. The three biggest killers in this country are directly related to a meat-based diet.
All right, Dawn. What's your cholesterol level right now?
I have no idea, but I consume no cholesterol. The only cholesterol in my body is the cholesterol that I make myself.
What's a big meal for you?
What's a what?
A big meal, like you want to have a celebration.
What would you sit down, you know, if it's a, you have company over and you're going to have a big meal, what does Dawn sit down and have?
I'm very fond of Indian food, ethnic foods.
You like it spicy?
Yeah.
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 If there's no meat there, you got to have it spicy.
You got to have it spiced up.
All right, guys.
And I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, me neither.
Hi, it's Mom. And you're listening to Stan and Haney on WRXK. They're better than my vibrator. Yeah, right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock.
I got Junior working on Dawn Carr from PETA. She's a big wig now. And
so she succeeded in the anti-meat world.
We've talked about that interview that we did with her because she was on some big PETA kick about fish.
that it's cruel to go fishing.
We've talked about it for years, so I came across the interview.
Because it used to be with your old school vegetarians, fish and chicken didn't count as meat.
Right. And I, that's true. And I saw that she's still with PETA, and maybe he can call her up, break the ice, and then later on today we can get her on. Well, I'm looking at around 3:30, Junior.
Why would we do that? She's not a young hottie anymore.
No, she's not.
Why would we give her the time of day?
Torture.
How old would she be now?
Okay. I'm not good with math.
Neither one of us are.
Let me get a piece of paper. She was 28 in 1997. It is that's 22.
Oh, that's
22.
A long time ago.
What is 28 plus 22?
Well, the one would be 10, and you carry the 10. One.
She's 50. She's 50.
Then she would have been right around my age.
Yeah. Then.
Yeah.
How old were you in 1997? 28?
No, I would have been like 31, but close.
Well, she said she would. So, yeah. So, she's 50. If she's 50.
Yeah, because I think I'm 52. I think I'm about to turn 53, or that could be wrong.
You were born in 66?
Yeah. I think it's 53 is what I'm getting ready to turn.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting ready to.
But again, we're not good at math, so just get over it.
It's, you know, it's crazy talk.
And whatever I am, Stan, will just simply say is beyond that.
I'm not that far beyond it. Maybe like three and a half, 4 years.
Stan, I was going to let you get away with 6 months, but you had to blab.
6 months?
I said, I'm about to turn 53, and Stan is, let's just say, beyond that. And you had to go and blurt out how old you are.
I'll tell you this right now.
We're going to have to start lying about our ages soon.
I still love doing this.
What?
So, everybody's walking on eggshells here about an hour ago, hour and a half ago. Everybody's on eggshells.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're on eggshells because...
What, memos going out? Or?
No. Miss Caroline is coming into the building.
Well, that's nice.
The CEO, the woman who runs this company.
I love her.
Yep. And so everybody's, you know, and so she's...
Why would they be on eggshells because Caroline's coming? That should be a happy thing.
That's the big boss is coming in. And so they're all, you know, on their best. So she finishes her podcast and they just have an uneasy feeling about it when I stick my head over there into the production studio and I go... And she turns her head, Stan! And, you know, we have a nice
She's
embrace.
Wonderful.
She's a phenomenal woman.
And highly competent, by the way.
Smarter than me. And she asked how I was doing, how
but
we're
we've
doing.
But we've known her for years.
For years, forever. And she said she's always all over the country. And
she's always been very kind to us.
Always. But, you know, they're all, you know, that's the same way back in the day when George used to come into the building. Everybody would make sure everything was all ship shape. And it was like,
well, that means you must be doing something wrong.
Exactly.
I'm happy for George to stop by anytime as well.
Yep.
The whole family.
Yeah. The whole Beasley family.
Yeah.
A lot of them are here to begin with, but...
and it's part of our responsibility to keep an eye on those that are here.
Yeah.
We've been entrusted with them, you know, by George and Caroline to make sure that they stay in line.
And I'm paraphrasing here. So she and I spoke, and she congratulated us on our continued success. And I said, yeah, you know, the old engine's starting to wear out a little.
You didn't say that.
No, it's not, she said. It's just the beginning.
Aw, thank
great?
You, Caroline.
Isn't that great? Yeah, yeah, so I felt good. He's on the phone with somebody. I wonder if it's Don Carr.
Probably not.
No, it's not.
Caroline's just delightful.
Yeah,
she always has been.
She's a brilliant woman. Who are you on the phone with? Is that a personal call?
No, he just waved you off.
He, my own producer waved me off.
Yep. Did not make eye contact. Didn't look up from what he was doing. Just held up the 1 second.
Yeah.
To his boss.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, Stan, is not that important.
Yeah. Personal call.
He doesn't feel like you're the boss of him. That's what I see.
Those are such hot words.
Well, it's what I'm known for.
There's such hot. Hey, he thinks you're not the boss of him.
You know, I was listening to that interview with the PETA girl. Yeah. I sounded really young.
I'm going to. Don't make me. Yes, you did. And that's what everybody's trying to tell you. It's not that you're talking slower. Your voice was younger.
Well, but that's too natural. Effing bad. If I was going to say, if I get a recording of any one of you
except
from
me.
20, 30 years ago.
sounded the same.
Stan has sounded this way since he was 8.
Yeah, yeah. Did you call, see if she's around, the PETA girl? What?
She's in Europe. She's so based
what?
In London now.
Good. It's early evening there. Call her.
Oh, yeah. It's much easier to deal with people in London.
Much easier. And they're done with work.
What is it? They're like 5 hours behind us?
5 hours ahead of us.
Oh, so, ahead.
Yeah. So it's right now about 8:30, 8:25.
Maybe she's having cocktails. That'd be great.
The thing was, when we talked to her 22 years ago, she was single, 28, and didn't have a man in her life. What's happened to 50-year-old Dawn Carr in the
who
UK?
Who doesn't eat meat.
Who doesn't eat meat.
Well, she left the country.
Did you get a number? Did you get a number?
I don't think she can do today.
Have you found that out?
Yeah, that's what I got in contact with her office.
Good,
so.
I'll have her.
What, with her office voicemail?
No.
With a human?
Yes.
It's an emergency.
Tell her, call him back.
It's an emergency. Yeah. We've got somebody that's right on the knife's edge of going back to meat.
Yep. Got a porterhouse right on the
plate. And we need Dawn to talk him down.
Got a porterhouse right on the plate there.
And remind him that they want to stay vegan.
You just tell her she has a call from America and that she
this
needs
is the
to
United States calling.
Yes, America is calling. So set that up. She's right now, she's not in bed. She's not calling it a night.
No, she's probably lecturing somebody.
Yep. So we'll lecture her. Get it back on the phone. We'll take a break.
Stand you know, I don't sound that much different from when I was probably like 14. Not that
from
much.
From 14 to when we played that clip from 97, not that much. From 97 to now, yeah. I mean, even if you're noticing it.
What I'm hearing is hope. That's what I'm hearing, and that's probably what's missing.
What are you talking about? Do you realize both you and I in 1997 had already been beaten up a lot?
Yes. But yet there was still hope there. That's what I hear. And that's what's missing now. I've just pretty much accepted it.
Your voice has changed.
Again?
It's gotten older. That's all.
But yours doesn't.
No, mine hasn't changed a bit.
But you are as heavy as you've ever been
I'm at my heaviest weight. I'm not kidding you. But the voice.
You know what? We solved nothing sniping at each other.
Huh?
We solved. It will only destroy
you. I don't want to be sniping at you.
Well,
I love you.
What?
You heard it. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you, Haney. See?
Now that's a much nicer way to end the segment, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Fatty.
Yeah, hey!
Somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us today. It's a Thursday. We're going to have Stan's audio grab bag here in just a second. Coming up on the show today, in about an hour or so, we're going to give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List, and then later on today, it'll be our question of the week. And don't forget, 4 o'clock, you'll have a chance at a 4 o'clock safe word, could get you $1,000. The grab bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And you have had just about enough of me today.
You're getting there.
Got nothing to do with him.
Stop. Move to the side. I can't look at you.
No, just Zeta and I were on Action Park, part two.
Yeah. So many people, and of course you can listen to K-Rock this way too, on Alexa.
Is that working again?
I think so, yeah.
I thought they had some big outage.
I don't think so. They're working fine. The only problem is...
if you're going to murder somebody, they can take all of those Alexa recordings.
And use them against you.
Yeah.
The only problem is people who own an Alexa claim that the voice, the female voice of Alexa, sounds too robotic. So what they did was, I guess, send a new program to the Alexas to make Alexa sound more human.
Now, see, they put a lot of research into what Alexa should sound like because people think they want that, but then they'll be creeped out by it.
I don't think so. What I'm thinking is they didn't change it enough. Here's how your Alexa has always sounded, and then I'll play you the updated version, which everybody should have. This is how Alexa has always sounded. They say it's too robotic.
Today's bride really wants to make her wedding her own, said Lisa Gooder, executive director of Brides. She doesn't want something that she's seen other people do. She wants something that can feel personal to her.
Okay. How have you updated this to make it sound more human? Tell me if you hear the difference.
Today's bride really wants to make her wedding her own, said Lisa Gooder, executive director of Brides. She doesn't want something that she's seen other people do. She wants something that can feel personal to her.
It's inflection. That's it.
Yes. There's a slight inflection difference.
Which means
but
somebody,
it still sounds the same.
Somebody programmed in like four commas where there used to be one comma.
Yeah, kind of like that. Not that big of a difference. But that's what they've done. Alexa, working for you.
And the more we learn about Bezos and what he's given up half the company for, doesn't really seem worth it. Because she was trying to get back with Tony Gonzalez again. Boy, well, she's married to this guy. She's been with Anthony Miller. She's been with a couple of basketball players. You know the type.
Yep. Oh, don't I? By the way, this is pure...
Dating Stan.
Yeah.
Dating Haney. That's fine for one day.
Yeah.
But when you meet up with someone who's in training camp to be a kicker for an NFL team, well, I'm sure Stan and Haney would understand that you can't help but do that.
Yeah, you can't pass that up. I love this. I'm just going to give you the one-line headline. They're talking about it now. You don't mess with our president. Trump, striking back, denies Nancy Pelosi use of government aircraft for foreign trip.
Nice.
It goes on that she wants to go and postpone the State of the Union where Congress invites the president.
Maybe she's got a point. Maybe we should take this much more seriously.
And so Trump says, oh, really? You want to go to Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Find your own way to get there. I'm not authorizing the aircraft. You two can play this game, Nancy. I love it.
Well, and I love it, too, because he is so close to the way you and I think. I cannot imagine another president being willing to just, and it's stating the truth, but to go, yeah, I've heard about these new Democrats elected to Congress. I've heard what they said, and they're all crazy. That's the president.
Yes, Mr. President, I need to have authorized an aircraft for my use.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And by the way, Chuck Schumer, you're embarrassing yourself. There'll be no meeting.
Boy, I
hate... Stop your groveling.
I'd hate to be this guy on more than one level, but you'll find out why. 48-year-old guy here in Florida, Peeping Tom.
That's a tough gig.
Was busted on Monday morning by a dad who caught him hiding in the bushes, peeking into his teenage daughter's room, and having his way with himself. He tried to get away when Dad saw this. But
I cannot imagine.
But unfortunately for the peeping Tom, Dad was former NFL cornerback Tony Beckham, who played for the Tennessee Titans, and Tony took the guy out.
He's fast, and he can hit.
Right here. He's right here. He was in between, like, see that right here? He was all the way, he was inside of here. And I waited for a second, and then I looked again, and I'm looking, and then I see a white male, you know, he's standing by my window, and he's trying to get a better position. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this for real? Like, I thought I was getting punked, you know, like, this is not happening to me. I called him, like, a department over there, and then, and we just had a good conversation. I'm sorry that it happened to me, you know, I'm sorry it happened for him, because he's never going to do that again on this side of town. And if he was that brave to do it right here, I know this is not the first time he has done this before. Good prayer, and just knowing that, hey, my kid, my family is safe and they're all right, and that guy's off the street.
He said they had a conversation. Have you seen the mugshot?
No, I'd love to.
They had a conversation, all right.
Mm-hmm.
The peeping Tom lost with a little conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't all business, though. Wasn't there a little chin music as well?
Yep. Some sweet chin music.
Junior doesn't know what chin music is. He's sitting over there on Queer Street. Do you know what that means?
Queer Street?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Stan, educate him, please.
Okay.
He doesn't know what chin music or Queer Street means.
Some chin music is a fist to the chin.
Yeah, they're, you know, the sweet science.
Leaving his ears a-ringing. Being on Queer Street is an old fight term that when a fighter hit an opponent with a good haymaker. Do you know what a haymaker is?
Yeah, roundhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
He stumbles around, can't hear things, hears birds, can't focus. Is in to look at him. He's on messed up street, queer street.
Yeah, like he's got little boids.
Yeah.
It's like the little version of that sound effect I do for Dave.
Yeah.
When Dave gets hit over the head with the hammer and hears the birds, he's on queer street.
Yeah, you're not really, you've not been exposed to a lot of boxing, have you?
No.
Did you ever have a fight in the playground?
Yeah.
You ever hit somebody?
Yeah.
You do good?
Kinda.
That means he lost.
The reach that kid had.
I know it. He's bigger than most. Even when he was skinny, he was probably taller than most.
That's what I'm saying. He had the wingspan.
Yeah. Keep them out on that left jab, they can't get near you.
You know what? This guy right here, he could train you to be something.
You want to be something?
I want to be something.
Well, we got to take a good 25 off you. Build that with muscle.
Which means you got to get yourself a jump rope.
Yep. You know, joke around. People want to go and have all these gyms and all of this stuff. You want to drop weight? Do what you did as a kid. Jump rope.
You got to jump rope, and then you got to find a butcher that needs a lot of sides of beef tenderized. Yep. I watched Rocky.
Yeah, who hasn't?
And then you got to run up the steps.
All right, get a load of this. Do you know that when I was in Philly, I don't know, this was a couple of years ago, went up to see my mom and then went over to Philly, and they've got the Rocky statue now at the
base. That's right around where the handicapped man assaulted you, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That was the time before I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But they have the Rocky statue right to the bottom right of the steps. And everybody's getting their picture taken. And I was there. I tried running up those steps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
Not good.
How far'd you get?
I don't know. Quarter of the way.
Good.
What have we come to? What have we as a country come to?
Do we really want to even ponder that?
Follow me on this one. This is where it gets really bad. Walmart and Target recently pulled a controversial children's game from their stores.
What's controversial about it? It looks fun.
It's called Cut the Wire.
I would have wanted it if I was a kid.
This is where you have to defuse a bomb before it blows up. It was designed for kids ages 6 and up. The company that makes it is called Yulu. And they said, okay, is there a problem with this, millennials? We'll stop selling it in North America. We're not going to stop making the game. We'll just stop selling it in North America.
The all-new Cut the Wire game. A device is ticking and is about to go off. Which wire will you cut? Which is danger? Which is safe?
Cut the blue wire.
Secret clues will help you decide. It's the ultimate race to see who can defuse or lose before it's too late. Cut the Wire, the game by Yulu.
Only at Target. Batteries not included.
It's a kid's game with the little magnets and you cut the wire. We'll stop selling it in North America, okay, because it's too
How many people complain to have it removed
Probably
from the continent?
Probably one.
That looks fun. I bet we'd win.
Yep.
Just like we win at everything, like bowling.
Yep. Yep.
We conquered the sport.
Sure did.
Yep. Same thing like I did with golf.
Yeah. I had this story sitting here for days, and I never got an opportunity to do the story. Now it's made national. Right here in Fort Myers. I think it might have been Cape Coral.
What and about it, that car that blowed up at the Walmart?
It was about that. No, Dave saw that. No, this is about a woman who was late for her hair appointment with kids in tow, and the stylist said, take a chill. This is all real. Happened here. I had the story days ago, never got around to doing it. A 40-year-old woman here in Southwest Florida was waiting for her appointment at a hair cuttery on Sunday and got annoyed that the stylists were talking to each other instead of working. Not correct. She was late for her appointment. Kids in tow. She's about 15 minutes late. So she gets in. The stylists had a little bit of attitude. You know, you're 15 minutes late. And So she started yelling at the stylist. You know, I got kids. I've been late. All right, so what? Another customer who was in there told her to take a chill. What did she do? She pulled a gun with her kids. Police arrested her a few hours later.
It's really scary. You just don't know if it's real or fake or what they're going to do, if they're going to accidentally hit the trigger. Hair salon's like a therapy place. That's where you go, chit-chat, find out what's going on.
I definitely think that was a kind of an outrageous reaction. You want to have fun and be relaxed. I mean, there's no reason to get that upset.
It's pretty scary that someone would have a gun unregistered with children.
But if she got the gun, she could probably get another one.
Yeah. Thank you for that genius comment. Penny, I know that you spent a year up in the Northeast. I know that you, for a decade, covered ice hockey with the Florida Everblades as the public address announcer. I don't know if you know this or have experienced it. I think you must have. Not with the ice down here for the hockey games. When you skate, ice skate, or you walk out onto a frozen pond, big one.
I've done that once.
They make all kinds of noise. You get weight cracks, and it pings.
The noises are fascinating because they vary so much. Sometimes you'll get like a moan out of them.
Yep, there is no sound the same, and it is sounds that you don't hear anywhere else unless you go out on some fresh black ice on a pond. And here's just an example. A guy in Massachusetts threw a big piece of ice onto a frozen lake. and this is the sound that it produced. And you can't replicate this, and if he did it again, it would sound differently. Here's big piece of ice, chunk ice, thrown out onto a frozen lake. You're a birdie. A birdie.
Mm-hmm. Boydie.
They will go. It has weird echo sounds. Sounds like a laser beam sometimes.
Yep. Sounds like a ghost sometimes.
Yep. If you go to the Smithsonian and you go through the various museums of modern history, you'll see Judy Garland's ruby slippers. You'll see Archie Bunker's chair from All in the Family. They're all on display. CNN is doing a series called American Style. And speaks with the fashion designer who designed Farrah Fawcett's red one-piece for her poster. That one piece is in the Smithsonian now. And here the designer of that iconic swimsuit explains how Farrah Fawcett decided to use that swimsuit and make it into every guy's iconic poster.
She chose to wear her red Norma Kamali bathing suit.
Farrah was a great customer. I did a test of these red swimsuits, and I only made, I think, six of them. And I said, we've got to change the fit. I hate this. And then I see this poster, and that was the suit she wore.
6 million posters were sold.
Lucky for me, it's in the Smithsonian now, if you can imagine.
There it is.
Well, you know, it's kind of about who's wearing it, not so much
precisely
about it.
Do you know, we were talking yesterday about the Rod Stewart incident and how that started with no internet and how Love Roller Coaster and the girl getting murdered, no internet.
And we just knew these things.
The story that went around our school when Farrah Fawcett had a picture of her in that red bathing suit. Story was, why wasn't Farrah Fawcett in a bikini? Everybody wanted to see her in a bikini. And the rumor going around, and it went around and stayed, horrible birthmark on her stomach. That there was no way she would wear a bikini.
Uh-huh.
Completely false,
yeah.
But no way she would wear a bikini. Horrible birthmark.
But it's plausible.
Yeah. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Going to take your phone calls. We've got some prizes. Do I have a prize sheet, Junior? Thank you, buddy. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, take your phone calls. And then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Stan's what's on the list. 4 o'clock, safe word, could get you a thou. And later on today, our question of the week. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry, they're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. 277-9600. You know, Absolute Law text line. And Zito and I and Haney earlier were talking about that Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah, because she couldn't wear a bikini.
I had some friend's mom tell me they had arranged Farrah Fawcett's hair in the poster to spell sex. Yeah, and even pointed it out to me on the poster. She said it was a subliminal message to make men/boys buy the poster. I was 13 and wasn't even thinking about that. Hey, I'm in the middle of a broadcast.
You know, that was back in the good old days when subliminal stuff was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And Zito, you tell me your brother is a lot older than you are, and you had the bedroom, and he had the poster up there, the Farrah Fawcett.
Had that one and Heather Thomas.
Oh, and she wore a bikini.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had, what was it, a pink bikini.
Yeah, I think it was pink, yeah.
Yep. Oh, those were
the days. With blue trim, I do believe.
Yeah, speaking of trim, boy, what a healthy young woman she was.
Why are you in here? I mean, you came in and you were kind of a little flustered.
I was just looking for Dave because I was just going to say to him, did you even listen to the conversation that we had the other day? Were you even listening to the talk that we had?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because all I keep hearing about from everybody around here is, Dave's moping around.
I'm not moping around.
Holding up a wall.
I'm not holding up a wall. I was just picking cigarette butts up, man.
And I said I had a good, productive conversation with Dave, and I told him, what did I tell you? You tell me.
You said there's good things coming. The future's bright for you, young man.
Is that what you said?
Mm.
To an extent. Stay positive.
You told me that it like went in one ear and out the other with him.
Well, everybody keeps telling me that he's all bummed out.
Oh, you should have seen him on Monday.
I just said, I don't know.
And I said, everything all right? He goes, it'll be okay.
It's going to be okay.
I don't think I'm on
the show
anymore.
No, you're not suggesting that I said that he was bummed out, because I didn't.
No.
I just ask you, WTF, what's going on?
There's a lot of other people that I talk to.
You're darn right there
Mark,
are.
Other than you and Stan, but...
So it's going around the building, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, and outside the building.
Dave's upset. Dave's bummed
out. I haven't seen him upset.
I'm just saying.
I am. My composure's good.
I feel good. Wait a second. Your composure is great, Dave. And that's why, you know, and you're still helping Haney with his stuff. But you're in here. You're holding up walls. You're going down the hallway looking down on the ground. And you're not going to deny when you were in that office with me and you're just sitting there holding up the wall saying, I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Oh, I didn't say that. Sure I did not sit there and go, Stan, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't think I would describe it like that.
You just said, hey, man, you know, I said, not tonight.
All right?
What would it sound like if you were being like that?
Stan would have said, hey, what's going on?
Me. He asked you, not me.
What would it sound like if you were moping?
I would have said, no, man, not today.
That's what I heard.
You know, we'll see. See what happens.
Yep, that's what I heard.
But, you know, I'm just staying focused.
But, Jeff, I think it's only natural because Dave has been on the air from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the last several weeks, if not months, and then just all of a sudden he's gone.
And I told Dave that at the time I needed him there to move things along.
But he don't need you now.
But now... I think that we need to
find... With the Rob show.
I think we need to find somewhere where we can use Dave.
And his unique talent.
And I don't know if the same spot is going to...
No, it's not.
...be the
You know, I tend to I tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree too.
So I said, don't take this as a negative, Dave.
No, absolutely
you
not.
You're not going to deny that.
I said, don't take it as a setback.
No.
Just be patient.
Yes.
We are all aware of the good work you've done in the last 6 months.
Thank you.
We are all aware that your attitude has changed. I can't believe I'm saying it, but it's true. You've shown up.
Well,
after
the way he's burned you in the past is what you mean.
Yeah. Everybody in this room.
You've burned everybody in this room.
I can admit it, bro.
I said you've been showing up when you weren't asked to. You've been helping when you haven't been asked to. We all see it. Keep doing what you're doing. Be patient, and we'll figure out the right puzzle piece.
So snap the F out of it.
But everyone I pass is like, oh, Dave.
Because
he's
you project
well,
it.
I, but in, you project I, it no, I don't think so. I think it's just that it was, there was no announcement made. Dave was on, and then Dave was gone. So
and that
I
hurt
guess
his feelings.
Well, it's not really
so
even
do we
him.
Need to make an announcement to the public?
No. Well, evidently we do with the people around here because they're like, oh, he must have done something.
Yeah,
no, he didn't do anything.
That's Dave, what I the thought. Waterman is no longer going to be heard on K-Rock between 6 and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And that's not because he did anything wrong.
Can I
not
make at that all. Announcement?
Make it.
Can I make it?
Last time I checked, it's your show.
Just as much yours as it is mine.
Amen, pal.
Attention, everybody. And I've gotten a lot of texts, too. What are we doing?
There's a fist bumping going on.
He's just trying to get affirmation that this is all a gag.
No.
It's not.
You know what, bro?
Okay, so stop trying to fist pump and wink and smile.
I'm not winking and smiling, homie.
What are you doing?
I'm chilling, man. I'm right here ready to work, son.
Whatever. As of this past Monday, January 14th, 2019... Dave the Waterman is no longer, how should I say it? No longer what?
Welcomed.
Let me do it again.
He's no longer on air.
Dave, as of this past January 14th, 2019, Dave the Waterman is no longer welcome on the air. And effective immediately, he is no longer a part of the night show. We hope to find a place for him in the near future.
We wish him well in his future endeavors.
He's on to bigger and better things.
Dave, any comments?
I appreciate all the faith everybody's had in me on this incredible ride. I enjoy all the friendships I've made at this great and wonderful company.
Nuke Lelouch.
And, look forward to running into everybody in the near future. I will be on to bigger and better things.
Right, holding up walls.
And let's keep in mind, Dave's not gone anywhere.
Well, he's got nowhere to go.
Nope, I'm right here, buddy. You're stuck with me.
Absolute Law text line. Oh, there's a few.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dave is like Milton from The Office Space.
Yeah.
He's in the closet.
Yep.
Who gives a crap what Dave the Waterman wants? F that buffoon.
Now, Stan, that
I'm
is
just reading.
That is very unkind.
I'm just reading.
And untruthful, because I will have you know there's a good chance that Dave's father is listening. And Dave, I think Jeff Zito would be the first one to tell you, has improved dramatically over the past couple of weeks.
Yep, Mr. Waterman, your son is not the failure that
he was 6 weeks ago.
There you go.
Ahoy! I think Dave the Waterman's a spy. If he's one
a
of
spy
you...
spy for who?
Hold it. If he's one of you, he will have no problem taking a pull of whiskey as we pass it around the room.
Oh, no.
Dave, come on. No, you're not a spy.
No.
You got to prove you're not a spy.
No. You know what? No.
Oh, that's a good
that is that smell that's
yeah. That looks like water now, bro.
That's you know what? I think with this is important.
It's just to prove you're not a spy.
Junior's here. Zito's here. Haney's here.
Yeah.
I'm here. You're here. You know what? I think we're all gentlemen. We're all, you know.
And you know what else, Dan?
Yep.
We're hardcore.
Hardcore.
Damn right.
Right there. Let's go.
I didn't see you. You're number one, son.
You're
hardcore, bro.
You're the leader of the show.
Take the bottle around the room.
You know what, Stan? I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. But I have now.
Come on, people are going to think you're a spy.
They can think what they want.
Are you a puss?
Sellout.
Is that what you are? Sellout.
Don't even start with that.
Come on. We're going to take the bottle around the room.
You told me nobody calls you a puss.
Yeah, nobody.
They don't, man.
There you go.
They don't. Why do I got to prove it with that? Can I do something else?
We're all going to go and take a little something from that bottle. Go ahead. Junior's here.
No, man.
But
now you got to film it too, bro? Yeah,
but it's about
not
you.
Not cool.
It's about you, man.
No, it's not, dude. It's
only so that we know you're not a spy.
That's your Uncle Haney talking there. The one who protects you. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. We're going to take the bottle around the room. Everybody's going to have their time with the bottle. And you just start off because you're the man of the hour.
But don't you get upset with him when he drinks whiskey?
Huh? No. No, that's let me fist bump you on that one because that's just an act.
I think you're a spy.
I'm not a spy.
You're fist bumping me. You're setting me up.
Yeah, but Stan's not the one accused.
Yeah.
I know. That's terrible.
You know, we ain't got all day. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Great. That was fun.
Stop faking around.
No, I don't want none, man. What, can I say no? I'm not a spy, though, but I don't need any liquor.
We're with friends.
I don't need any liquor, man.
You want it in a glass better?
No.
You afraid you a puss to pull it from the bottle?
It's not going to work anymore, man.
What's not going to work anymore?
Your little language tricks.
What little language trick?
Oh, yeah.
You keep telling me
that he's dry, man. He's dry.
Your little language tricks aren't going to work on this smart brain.
He's clear. Look, the cobwebs have cleared. He's sober.
He's either sober or he's a spy.
Yep, you're either sober or you're a spy.
This sucks.
I think you're a spy, you puss.
Oh, son of a...
Nobody calls him that.
Yeah.
Dude!
Yeah. It's not like he's scared.
Think you're... What are they... see? Look at this. They're even saying... What are they saying on there?
Drink it, puss boy.
I like that. Drink it, puss boy.
Nobody calls you that.
Puss boy. What, are you afraid of a bottle?
Bro,
what? We're not going to drink the whole bottle.
I feel like I'm being totally set up something.
No, you're not. We're not drinking the whole bottle.
It's not like somebody's looking to do something, say, for cause.
Yeah.
It's like firing papers are going to be pulled out here real quick.
We're all in the room together. What is it with
you? Yeah, I've been there before.
Come on. Even the listeners are saying, what's your big baby?
Oh, man. Those smell good.
It does, doesn't
That's
it?
Good whiskey.
Yeah. Someone said Dave needs an umbrella in his drink. He's a puss.
Yeah.
Oh,
why don't you show him? Take a pull like
cool.
a man.
Not cool.
Like a man.
Not cool.
Then we're all going to send it around the room.
Yep.
Come on.
You're the first.
You're the first. Then we're going to send it.
Lie detector test.
It's going to go right by him, too.
No, it's not.
You take a pull, it slides down to Zito.
Yep.
And then it slides down to me.
Yeah,
then it slides
right.
over to Haney.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's go. You got it in your hand. Let's do it.
I just need a big old hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's get some, son. Get it.
Yeah. Woo. We're together. Yeah. One big team.
Woo.
Do it, brother.
Damn
do it, man.
Damn
you
it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Go, 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 go. There we go. Okay. Touch the bottle. Okay, we sent it around the room. Haney, touch the bottle.
Cannot drink in the studio,
you stupid idiot.
You're an idiot because I didn't even drink it.
I see it on your lips.
That's like a moisturizer.
That's what it is.
What happened?
Once
there?
Again, in front of the program director, you take a pull of whiskey.
You didn't just do that, did you?
You drank whiskey.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was supposed to be a joke.
Can't you take a joke?
Bro, you stupid little language, man.
Can't you take a little joke? What's your problem?
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Oh, Pelosi can still go on her trip. She just has to fly commercial.
If you cannot appreciate our president, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, dude can play this game. Hi, everybody.
But the thing about him that I think, especially to people that hate him, miss, and you know this, being expert level knowledge at boxing, Trump is not a bully. He is not somebody that just runs around throwing haymakers. He is the consummate counterpuncher.
You say something about him, rest assured something's coming back.
You do something to him. It's coming back, and people forget that.
They forget the first punch.
Yeah, they remember the one that finishes.
Yep.
And he's got the finisher.
We're going to give you a chance to win. This is a pretty cool category. I have the top 10 answers on the board. Your job is to get one of the answers that are in the top 10. I'll give you the category in just a second. Everybody has experienced this, so it's not singling anybody out. You answer correctly, and you haven't won anything in the last 30 days. Here's your choices of prizes. Maybe you'd like a bottle of Stan and Haney Babacusaw. maybe you'd like a couple of tickets to go to the Clam Jam.
Oh, yeah.
At the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. You know what? That's going to be the 25th and 26th, I believe.
Immediately, I see like a little cartoon character with a clamshell, you know, where it's been opened up, the top and the bottom, and he's inside like with a guitar.
Yeah, all the seafood, live entertainment. I have tickets, a pair of tickets to Bring Me the Horizon First Love Tour.
What?
Okay, what is that?
It's a band.
Bring Me the Horizon?
Yeah.
And it's their first love tour. It's going to be at the CFE Arena in Orlando on January 25th.
Is it... can we contact their management and tell them they've made a terrible mistake?
Why?
Because if you're confused just reading a promo...
Yeah. Have you heard of them?
No.
It sounds to me like some sort of event where they're going to try and upsell you on your cell phone.
I don't know about that. Bring Me the Horizon, if you're familiar with them. They're having their first love tour in Orlando. We got tickets. You want the IV hydration therapy?
Then
got
when
it.
You add in the first love, then you're thinking maybe it could be like a religious retreat?
Maybe. I don't
Bring
know.
Bring Me the Horizon, first love. It's too wordy.
$50 to the pewter mug.
You know what's a good name?
What?
AC/DC.
Yep. We have a pair of tickets to one of the hottest tickets in town, the Naples Beer Fest. That's going to be happening in
March. No confusion there.
None. And we have a pair of tickets to the Steve Miller Band.
No confusion there.
Now, pick in your head what you want so that if you do get something on our list and I say, what would you like, you know what you want.
Makes me think of that old Disney ride, If You Had Wings.
Yeah.
Bring Me the Horizon
first. If
You Had
Wings. Sorry.
If you had wings,
everybody, you had wings. Whether you like it or not, even Dave, although he dreams a lot of fire, everybody.
He can't help that.
Yeah,
he's a good boy.
Everybody. Oh, hold on. Okay. Yeah. Somebody just said PETA will probably be at Clam Jam because clams have feelings.
Yeah,
they hurt just like we do.
Oh.
Especially when you shuck them. Everybody has
what
dreams.
What did you just say?
Shuck.
Oh.
Everybody has dreams. Sometimes you have...
Can we go on If You Had Wings real quick?
Sure. That's not good. I can't... You got to find the studio one. That's not it.
But that's real.
That's somebody's cell phone recording a lot of crowd noise.
No, it was before cell phones.
Oh, well, all right, his handheld. I can barely hear that.
Yeah, I don't have like a bootleg, man.
You have a reoccurring dream? Something that it's like it happens from time to time. I wouldn't necessarily call it a nightmare. Some of them are. But a survey was done and asked people, what reoccurring dream do you have? Things that happen, you know... And I don't want to say anything that's on the list. Let me see if I can have something that's off there. No. A dream where you're awakened from it, and it's like, man, I've had these from time. It's a reoccurring dream. They say 3 out of 4 people have reoccurring dreams. These are the top 10 most common reoccurring dreams that people have. Name one of them on the list. Let's play. Stan's What's on the List? Survey done. Found out 3 out of 4 people have reoccurring dreams. These are the top 10 reoccurring dreams that people have. By the way, and I don't know what this is scientifically, they say men have a slight edge over women in remembering their dreams. Gives us more pain when they break them. 277-9600. Phone lines are open now.
I enjoy my dreams.
These are the 10 most common reoccurring dreams according to a survey. Name one of them, get a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is TK. How are you guys
Good,
today?
TK. What's a reoccurring dream you have?
Being chased down by the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay,
that happens every couple of years.
Oh, those little bastards.
Now, let's take it down to a simple level. Being chased
hunted.
Being hunted. Let me ask you to, because you, I asked being chased, you said hunted down, right?
Yeah, same thing, I guess. It's just being chased by relentless.
Okay, number two answer on the board. 51% people say they're being chased. They're being
chased. Gotta love that.
I handed it to you.
No, you know what he meant.
I did not. That's not what. I gotta go. I can't interpret these. I gotta go with what it says.
You can interpret dreams just as well as I can.
What would you like?
What is that? Well, I'm a Naples guy. I'd love the pewter mug.
All right, hold on. Being chased. They say 51% of us have the reoccurring dream of being chased.
And if you're being hunted, you're being chased.
If you're being hunted,
not
necessarily. Okay, let's see. Ahoy, who's this?
Amy.
All right, Amy, what is it?
I'm going to say teeth falling out.
Yup. That is number 9 on the list. 27% of us have a reoccurring dream that our teeth are falling out. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
Pewter mug, please.
All right, hold on. What happened to that other guy? Were you able to give him?
He got disconnected.
All right, well, see, the phone gods even know that I practically handed that to him. All right, so we have teeth falling out, being chased. Still haven't had the number one answer. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Aw, Jackie sounds great.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, honey. How about falling?
Number one answer. Woo-hoo! Number one answer. 54% of people have had the same reoccurring dream of falling.
Woohoo!
You are absolutely. What would you like?
What do you have that's just local?
To do something?
Yeah, I'm in Alva Jackie, so in Fort Myers. Or
I've got Naples Beer Fest. I've got the Steve Miller Band. I've got the Pewter Mug
locally. Steve Miller Band.
All right, you're going to Steve Miller Band.
Oh, cool.
All right, hold on.
I'm happy for Jackie.
I am too. I'll let Junior catch up, evidently, with the last winner. Not Jackie, but the one before.
Really taxing on him.
He gets very chatty.
Well, it's because he's got to deal with Morgan and, you know, the promo suite and Googling everything.
Yeah. All right, he's still on the line with that person. All right, and that's good talking to you. Good talking. I got to run. There we go. Jackie has got Steve Miller Band. And, of course, Dave is distracting him by reaching in, poking around. All right, so here's what we have. Falling, being chased, having your teeth fall out. What else do you think's there? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck?
Chuck.
All right, Chuck, what do you think's on there?
I would say going to the bathroom.
Let me just double check on that just to be sure. Nah, that didn't make the top 10. I remember as a little kid, I had to be 6 or 7 years old. Never forget it. About 6, 7 years old, and I was having a dream that I was going to the bathroom, and I woke up and I was peeing.
It happens.
Yeah. So if you're dreaming that you're going to the bathroom,
you probably are.
You probably are. And you probably go through a lot of sheets and mattress pads. And then, like what happened with Dave when he was a little boy, his mom, to punish him, would put the old mattress out for the garbage people to pick up with the big stains on it.
Well,
I got to throw away this mattress because my son ruined it.
Did that happen to you?
No, him. He knows. Look, this is like hitting a nerve with him.
Well, why wouldn't he just... flip it over, get an orange magic marker, and write, "Dear police, I am not here."
2779600. All right, let's see. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Mike.
Mike, what do you think is a reoccurring dream?
I would say drowning.
Let me see if that's on here. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't want to count yet. I think I'm getting ready to. But nope, not on the top 10. No drowning on the top 10. If you feel like you have a dream where you're drowning, that's, you know, you're probably in college and there's a prank going on in your dorm. Did that to a guy that was in our dorm, you know, sleeping, hand hanging off the bed, and we just get a warm bucket of water.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Yeah, then you'll start dreaming you're peeing.
Yep.
Because you are.
The power of suggestion is strong.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alan.
Alan, what's on the list?
I am hoping drowning.
No, drowning is not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, I wasn't listening, but I have two answers.
Wait, are you talking to me on a Bluetooth?
Oh, I'm going to fix that right now.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, you got it.
Oh, that's much better.
And you got a great sounding voice.
Thank you.
You got to pick one of them. Now, I've already got on the list falling, being chased, and having your teeth fall out. What else is easy?
Huh?
What is naked?
Got to be being naked in public.
Wait, let me just look at this because
that's kind of a cliche. Is it on there?
Hold on.
So, have you had that dream?
Sure.
And what happens?
I mean, that could go either way.
I guess, does anybody else notice?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, it did not make the top 10, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
What, have you dreamed it too?
I used to have a reoccurring dream when I was in college that I was late for class and I'd be trying to get my pants on because my pants weren't on, or I'd have my shirt on and be dressed to go on campus and realize I didn't put my pants on. I would have that reoccurring dream, but not here. Let's see what we can do here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim. How's it going, guys?
Good, Jim. What do you think's on this list?
How about the wet dream? The reoccurring wet dream.
No. That is not, a cause and effect. It's not a reoccurring dream to have a wet dream.
Well, it could be.
It could be. But that's what I'm looking for, not having a wet dream. That's a type of dream.
It could be you're dreaming of some woman repeatedly.
Number six on the board.
But the effect. effect.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm looking for.
And you didn't even have to say that because I wasn't giving anything away.
Well, I gave it away. Yeah, you gave it away.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but that's
no,
gone.
I didn't.
Six is gone.
No, I didn't.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, what do you think's on this list?
Fighting somebody.
Fighting somebody.
Fighting.
Hold on. Nope, not on the list. There are a couple of biggies here that nobody has gotten. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Todd.
Todd, what do you think's on here? Well, here's what we got. Falling, being chased, having sex with someone you shouldn't be. Your teeth.
With someone you shouldn't be.
Here's what it is. Having forbidden sex with someone you shouldn't be having sex with. And then the having your teeth fall out. What do you think's there?
I think I've had a dream of being lost before. Just completely lost.
Oh, yeah. Number 10 on the board. 27% of us have had a reoccurring dream of just being lost. Can't find your way out of it. You betcha. What would you like?
Can I go see Steve Miller, please? I
already gave away our tickets for today for Steve Miller. I've got Naples Beer Fest. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got the IV hydration therapy. I've got a great concert in Orlando. Bring me the horizon. I've got Clam Jam up in Cape Coral. I got barbecue saw.
I'll take Beer Fest.
All right, hold on. There's still some good ones on. These are all legitimate. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Ted speaking.
Ted, what do you think's on the list?
I think dying should be on the list.
Yep, number 8. You're dying or someone you love is dying. Yep, number 8. What would you like?
Well, I wanted the Steve Miller tickets. What's the thing in Orlando?
It's Bring Me the Horizon First Love Tour at the CFE Arena in Orlando, Jan 25.
What is that? I've
asked around the room, and the only one who seems to know is Dave, but he can't put a sentence together.
Well, there is some breaking news regarding Bring Me the Horizon, Stan.
Yes.
This just in. Yesterday, Halsey had to yet again defend her emo upbringing. Even after defending herself multiple times, people refused to believe her. However, this time, a member from Bring Me the Horizon came to her defense. Of course, fans are freaking out over their interactions.
So you want to go to that, don't you?
I think I'm going to pass on that. It's great to sound. You know what? I'll just hold off because I really want
to. All right, then what are you playing the game for? All right, we'll take a couple of more, see if we can clear the list. If not, I'll give you the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
Tyler.
Are you talking to me on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
No.
Hey.
Hey?
Meeting a celebrity?
A dream of meeting a celebrity. No. 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 Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Megan, I think you're going to get one here. I think you're going to get one. What is in the top 10 most people claim of a reoccurring dream?
I would think something like you're not prepared for like a big event, like your wedding. You're just
number four on the list.
Now, were you actually prepared?
I'm prepared right now. Where? I've never been married.
Being unprepared for a test or other important event. 34% of us have had that reoccurring dream. Nice job. What would you like?
Can I do pewter mug?
Yep. Hold on.
Awesome.
All right. I'm going to give you the list. And that's not being prepared. Okay. 3 out of 4 people have reoccurring dreams, according to a new survey. Do you have the same weird dream over and over again? A lot of us are saying the same thing about reoccurring dreams. Number 10, 27% of us being lost. Number 9, 27% of us having your teeth fall out. Number 8, 30% of us that you are dying or someone you love is dying. Number 7, 31% of us have this reoccurring dream and nobody guessed it. Encountering someone who's dead in real life. Number 6, and he got this one, having forbidden sex with someone you shouldn't be having sex with. 32% of us have that reoccurring dream. Here's the one that I can't believe nobody got. It's number 5. 33% of us have had this reoccurring dream. Nobody got it. Flying. Oh, see, Dave knew that. Flying. Number 4, 34% of us have had this reoccurring dream. And you just heard her say it. Being unprepared for a test or other important event. Number 3, nobody guessed this. 38% of us have this as a reoccurring dream. Being back at school. Being in your school.
Oh, thank you. No.
Number 2, 51% being chased. And the number 1 reoccurring dream that people have, 54% of us falling. Now, I was always told, don't matter if you, it's nice if you're falling and you're fall. It's just don't land. Don't hit. Well, you know, if you notice that when you're falling, you'll always wake up before you hit. So there you go. Those are the 10 most common reoccurring dreams. Congratulations to all of you who got a correct answer. Speaking of a correct answer, you're just about 60 seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. You have a little task to do. You take that word, you put it in at 96krock.com or on the KROQ app on your mobile phone. You got about 15 minutes to do it. And if you're the lucky multi-market winner, you'll be called back and get $1,000.
Ideally, that's what will happen.
That's what you want.
Ideally.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96KROQ.
Still have about 2.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, friend. Enter the word on 96KROQ.com where it says the G-spot. Or on your KROQ app on your mobile device. Friend. Got about 2 minutes to do it. Coming up later on in the 4 o'clock hour, we do it every Thursday, our question of the week. It is not a yes or no answer. You have the answer, your story, and we'll take your phone calls. But right now, it's time to get you updated on traffic. Your first look, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's get it started.
Now, KROQ traffic.
All right, three things on the board right now. We will start at, they're all in Fort Myers. Got a crash. McGregor Boulevard and Southtown right at River Drive. So I guess it's McGregor Boulevard, Southtown, and River Drive. Fort Myers, crash, 6200 block of Buckingham Road. And this one in Fort Myers. Crash, Cleveland Avenue and Cypress Terrace. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 as well. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney is about to tell you because he's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you didn't know.
Okay.
Peeping Tom picked the wrong house.
Yep.
We'll tell you that story. You know, it is important to take charge of your own health.
Yes, yes it is.
But it's best to do that under the advice of a doctor.
Yeah, don't just go to WebMD and diagnose yourself.
Well, even WebMD is better than developing your own theories.
Yes.
We'll tell you about one man's idea to cure himself from back pain.
Oh, no.
He injected himself with his own...
What are you eating over there? It's like a cafeteria over there. What are you eating?
It's a donut.
And you're wondering why you're putting weight on?
Look at you!
I'm a mess.
You're doing it to yourself.
I can't help it.
What do you mean? Explain to me why you can't help eating a donut at 4:15 in the afternoon.
There was donuts in the break room, and I just saw them, and I thought, hey, I could use a donut.
You know what? Here's where I'm going to compliment Dave. Dave's standing right next to you holding up a wall. Did he have a donut, too?
No.
No? Of course
not. I took the rest of them.
That's why he's you took the rest of them. That's why he's as skinny as a rail.
Honestly,
and look at you.
How many donuts did you just eat?
Three.
Three donuts?
What kind of donut?
One was chocolate. The other one was had some coffee frosting. This one has strawberry.
So you don't give a rat's ass. You just eat them all.
Yeah.
Strawberry, what, like a jelly donut?
No. It's the frosting.
Wow. Well, yesterday Yesterday we looked at pictures, the 10-year challenge from him 10 years ago. Would not recognize him. Skinny as a rail.
You know what your body has the potential to do to you.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh right now?
Oh, dude,
he's too afraid to get on a scale.
I don't want to check.
You know that you could balloon up bad.
I'm already filled with shame here.
Yeah, take that last bite of the donut.
Well, he may as well now.
Not going to hurt anything now.
Wouldn't want to deprive the man of the last bite of his strawberry donut.
Yeah, after he had,
not that he cares what flavor it is.
Because he had two previous.
This would be a hell of a situation to find yourself in. A cop in Mexico is on the job, gets a call about a disturbance, ends up investigating an orgy. There's fighting going on during this orgy, and he was quite surprised to find out that his wife was one of those involved.
Well, good evening.
And finally, you know, when a woman gets married, it's her day.
Darn right. Nobody else has a say in it.
And everybody else that is involved, they are nothing more than props for her.
Yep.
A bride wants her bridesmaids to purchase colored contact lenses so their eyes don't clash with the dresses.
Give me a break.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we have some, you know, can we have some laughter here? 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, we are on the 17th day of January, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Junior?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Did you actually make any?
I said I was going to lose weight.
Oh. That's all right. I've kept mine so far.
What's yours?
That I will not go on a date with any woman who is not totally smoking hot and perfect in every way.
So far, so good.
I'm so far. Yeah. So far. Thank you. Thank you,
know, you, and
Stan.
I think that's a better resolution than you had last year, which was lowered expectations.
Well, it worked for me last year.
It sure did. Here's another one that's working for you.
So, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you joined a bad gym.
Top signs you joined a bad gym.
Their logo is not a mean-looking bulldog with huge muscles. All the TVs are set to the Food Network.
And that's very important.
Shut up.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Oh, I'll talk to you any way you
get
want.
Get back to the business of wrecking the country.
Yeah. I'm a strong black woman.
Yeah, I can smell you from here.
She wears that thick perfume. That was the other thing at the Engelbert Humperdinck show.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there enjoying, getting ready to go. And two ladies, senior citizens, come and sit down in the two seats next to me, to my left. Perfumed up. It's like, you know what? You don't have to put that much on, honey. Oh.
What a very special night going to see Engelbert.
Yep,
you got to use at least half a bottle.
Yeah, well, they did. Both of them.
The Stairmaster turns out to be a rusty fire escape.
Oh, my God.
As you're in the steam room, you can't help but notice the thunks of old man nads hitting the ground.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's why you went back to the tidy whities.
Yep.
Trying to avoid that situation.
Yep. Very nasty.
I can't.
Very troublesome.
Nope. Comfort's too important.
Gotta be careful because when they're swinging free, it used to happen. Getting out of a car or something and you turn the wrong way. Oh, doggy.
When you walk in, they hand you a complimentary towel. And for some reason, lube.
It is ma'am.
There are naked old men wandering around the locker room and the weight room.
Mama.
And finally, the very top sign,
yes.
You joined a bad gym.
Yes, sir.
Your personal trainer isn't the least bit interested in knowing just how bad you want it.
Boy, I wish I was Dave the Waterman.
No, and friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email time. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Emails that are certain to offend everybody.
Everybody?
I got a real nice one. Then there's one that goes after you.
Again?
And the Guardian goes after Dave.
I don't know why people are coming after
me. Well, this woman that wrote this email is mad at you, but that's...
what have I done?
Let's get that one out of the way right now.
Yeah, I want to know what I've done. What have I done now?
Let's just get it out of the way. Remember yesterday when we were talking, you said, oh, Stan, did you see that video of that guy that knocked out that 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I stand by that.
This woman
writes...
That's
a real video.
This woman writes... I am very disappointed in the show. How dare, Haney promote child abuse or assaulting children?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm promoting.
That takes a lot of balls, my friend.
Thank you.
I wonder what he would say if that was his child.
My child would not be running around the mall in a gang threatening a man and his family.
Just for your information, that guy was arrested for assault on a child. Absolutely ridiculous. Stan, I want to thank you for trying to curve him in a different direction.
Stan, did you see the video?
I did not. I did not. But
can you find the video for him?
I don't know that I need to see it.
I think you do.
I'm not the one that's criticizing you. This woman is.
I think everybody should see that video.
He was arrested.
I wonder if she saw it. Because what my point was is that you had a large group of kids who were dropping the F-bomb physically multiple times, pushing on this man and his family. He had his wife and his kid there. And finally, one goes to try and slug him, and he's finally had enough at this point and knocks her out.
You're not going to change that woman's mind.
And then guess what happens at that point?
What?
Oh, that's a child. I'm a child. Yep. I'm a child. Yep. Boo-hoo-hoo. Where before it was F-U-M-F-er, I'll cut you.
Going to try to curve you in a different direction here.
Pardon?
Nothing. This is from Andy. Andy wrote this one.
You can't find the video?
They've taken it down.
I'll find it.
Ahoy,
there's
guys.
There's a donut in it for you if you can find it.
Ahoy, guys.
Here, hold on. I got to get up my Zebco 202, a donut, and a treble hook, and I'm going to throw it right over there.
Andy writes, ahoy, guys. I'm a few days behind on the podcasts. But, Stan, I want to congratulate you on your engagement to your girlfriend. I know how much you hate the word fiancé. I know it bothers you, so I won't use that word. I don't know if you remember, I met you and your girlfriend at the Gravy Wrestling back in November of 2017.
What?
The night Waterman interrupted our conversation and demanded a beer from you, and when he didn't get what he wanted, he told you to shut up, Stan. Yeah, I remember it very well. Like you said, you and your girlfriend think alike, and Waterman needs to be made to respect his elders. After seeing this wasn't a bit between the two of you, I'm surprised your girlfriend didn't beat him with her shoe. I just retired from 22 years of government service on December 28th. I'm hoping to come to Southwest Florida. I wish to thank both you, Stan, and Haney for getting me through those long days with podcasts while I was working. Good luck, Stan. You earned it. One of your longest loyal fans, signed Andy. Yeah, I remember that very well. I was meeting, and then Dave cut between us, asked for a beer. And then I said no, and he said, shut up, Stan.
That amazing recall, Stan.
Yeah, well, he just remembered, November 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, thank God for The Guardian. Yeah.
And these sound words.
You know what, Guardian? Sometimes I feel all alone. And then I hear from you and know Jesus. All is well.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it's quite obvious to this listener that Dave is deeply bothered by being kicked off the new show. And I guess you can't blame him. However, what Dave should do is use this as a learning experience. Ask questions. Find out what he needs to do to change and improve upon. So, Dave, get off the potty pot and turn this into a positive. You guys are the best. Sign The Guardian.
Look, he's done it again!
Guardian, you don't have all the information.
Yeah, I do. And it was
briefly, here's what happened. Jeff Zito wanted to use Dave for a couple of weeks to try and get some segment of our audience to stay tuned between 6 and 8 p.m. until he could get the guy he wanted in here.
Yeah.
And then he used Dave for a couple of days so that Dave would ingratiate the new guy to the K-Rock audience. And then when Dave was no longer needed, he was kicked to the curb.
Yep. We'll be back. Our question of the week is next.
All women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to check traffic here in just a second, but it is Thursday, and that's our question of the week. So what we're going to do is we're going to pose the question to you. Then we'll go and do traffic, which will give you an opportunity to get on the phones and tell us your story. Our question of the week is not a yes or no answer. It is strictly your story, and feel free to tell us all about it. This has to go with... not everybody has a superstition or believes in superstitions, but everybody kind of has a little quirk that they got to do something a certain way. Maybe it's with your favorite sports team. You got a little thing. I've got to do it this way. It's a little superstition. You're going to wear something or not do something. Maybe it's something I know, like for myself, it's a stupid thing, but I like to cook. And if I have salt, I'll throw it over my shoulder. And I don't know why, but there's a couple of times where I said, I'm not going to do that. But then I get feeling, well, what if? What? All right, I'm throwing it over the shoulder.
Just in case.
Yep. Maybe there's a certain pair of socks you like. Maybe there's a certain hat you wear. Maybe there's something that you avoid because you don't want to bring the bad luck on you. We all have them. What is a superstition or a little quirk you have that you always make sure that you do? You may not believe in superstitions. I'm not talking. You may, you know, walk under a ladder, break a mirror, step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Uh-huh.
All of these little superstitions that we do, little quirks that we have. Our question of the week: what is a superstition that you have? Something that if I do it the other way, or don't put these on, or say that, or do that, trouble. 277-9600. What is a superstition that you have that even if you don't believe in superstitions, it's something you do? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we'll take your phone calls.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Little quirk, little superstition. We will start North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Plaza Del Tura and North Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers crash, Big Pine Way and South Cleveland Avenue. And in Fort Myers Beach, crash, Estero Boulevard right by Royal Scoops. And you are up to date. Question of the week. We all have them. We all got little quirks. What is a superstition you have? Superstition.
Ain't the way.
Yeah. I was talking to Zito when I posed that question. He said he's got this thing, him and his wife both. If it's college game day, college football, and his rival, you see somebody in the grocery store, maybe Michigan's playing Ohio State, and he sees somebody wearing an Ohio State shirt, won't even get in that checkout line. I'm not even going to go avoid them. Going to go in another place, check out. Just those little quirks you have. I told you mine. I always do it ever since I was a kid. And it was because of a home economics teacher when we had to take that in school. I don't know what they do now. But I had to go and be able to cook and sew. And the teacher's gone and she threw the salt over her shoulder. And she says, I always do that. And so when we were doing it, I'd throw the salt. To this very day, if I'm cooking in my kitchen and I got the salt and there's still a little bit left in my hand, over the shoulder. A couple of times I said, you know what? I don't want that stuff hitting the floor. I'm not doing it. And I go and I walk away. Nah, I gotta. I know your superstition and quirk. I know, because I've seen it with my own eyes.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you tell everybody?
Mark Haney has his special Dolphins socks. And if you're watching a game, you can go and be at a bar, a tavern, and they got it on the big screen. Or you can be over at your house. You'll see him. He won't make a big thing about it. But he's got his Dolphin socks on. And you'll see him as Dolphins are in the red zone. Pull those socks up. Pull both of them socks up. Yep, when I pull my socks up, they're going to score.
And they did.
I know they did. They haven't been doing it enough lately. Have you gotten rid of the socks?
Yes.
So that's the reason.
I did not wear those socks again after the post-Shula era. That was only for Shula.
That's there. Junior, a superstition that you have, a little quirk that you got. If you broke out of that pattern, you wouldn't feel right.
Every time I stop to get gas, I always feel like I've left the gas cap open. Sometimes it gets so bad I have to pull over and make sure that my gas cap is closed.
And have you ever been right?
No.
Dave, just one. What's a quirk or a superstition you have?
Absolutely, Stan. Absolutely. Locking the car.
I'll tell you what. Drop absolutely.
Okay. I just won't use any words anymore.
Let me tell you.
Okay, it's locking the car three times every time I get out of a vehicle.
Oh, and you beat the horn three
times? And checking the door handle to make sure, because I don't believe that electronic device worked.
All right, checking the door handle three times. That's a legitimate one. 277-9600, what's your superstition or quirk?
So it's always three times, Dave?
Four, maybe?
No, always three, always three.
Always three. Checks it three times.
One floor below. Three times. Don't
even know. Yep, three times. That's all it takes.
Everybody.
Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling.
But if you want me.
What is it? What if you do it twice?
Twice on the pipe. Well, pipe means something else to him. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tracy.
Tracy, what's your little superstition or quirk?
My superstition I learned from my Aunt Teresa, never delay your purse on the floor or you'll never have any money. So even really? To this day, really? I make sure that I never put my purse on the floor.
Well, I'll be sure and keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know that my girlfriend got this from her dad. Whenever you get a new car, wherever, if you know, new or used, or you're going to go and take over in somebody's car, always a couple of bucks in the glove compartment. For no reason, don't ever touch it, don't ever use it. Couple of bucks in the glove compartment. I said, I saw her do that. I said, what's the deal with it? Because my dad taught me that. You always put a couple of bucks in the glove compartment.
Okay. But you can't spend it.
You can't spend it.
So it could be an emergency and you need it, but you can't spend it.
Couple of bucks in the glove compartment. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's your little superstition or quirk?
Well, for many years, before I board a plane, I always switch luggage to my left hand and I lay my right palm on the plane and just say a little prayer for the plane and myself, and my kids used to laugh at me, and they're in their 20s now, and they both do the exact same thing. They will not get on the plane.
That's smart.
I like that. That's a good one. Yep. Keep that right hand free, and then when right there on the outside of the plane where it connects to the thing, keep your hand on there. You've got my life in your hands, and then go on the plane. I love it. I love it. Great call. 277-9600. You know, checking the handle three times. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dylan.
Dylan, that superstition or quirk that you have.
When I was a kid, whenever we'd go fishing with my dad, the rule is never bring bananas on the boat. And if you brought bananas on the boat, you got thrown off the boat.
Really? Was there a reason behind it?
You know, he never explained it to me, but apparently it's a common belief. I've met other fishermen that believe the same thing. If you bring bananas on the boat, it's going to be the worst time of your life. The boat's going to break down, it's going to catch fire, and you're going to die.
Really? Hold on a second. Well, I appreciate it's called Dave.
The waterman would know.
Yeah, the waterman.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a huge superstition with fishermen. Never bring bananas on a boat, and I agree with him. The explanation, I'm not sure about.
Why? You don't know why.
I'm not completely for sure, but yes. And I've had a banana on the boat, and it has broke down.
Thank you, Dave.
But luckily, you were on board, and you knew how to fix it.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Stan knows. He's been on a boat with me.
Okay, I was on a boat with you that I paid for a few hours, and you helped the guy maneuver the boat around when he was getting bait. I was impressed, but look, I'm not going to go and vouch for you.
You should go on a boat soon, Waterman.
Well, if you pay, he'll be on it.
We'll get out in the water, buddy.
Well, what's he supposed to do? He doesn't have any money.
What are you talking about? It's not a question of money. Don't you remember at the marina? He knows them all. He just has to ask.
Yeah, I can make a few phone calls, buddy. I'll
see
get us on
I'm
a boat.
You don't have to be asking me, Dave.
Yep,
I'm not, man. I mean, you really living on the water?
You've been saying now for 3 years you're going to take me out on the boat because you got the connections to go shark fishing, all this bull.
You just don't like to accept my friendship when I say, hey, let's go on a boat.
You don't do it. You don't. Nothing. Nothing you say that you're going to do, you do.
That's not true.
Like what?
Well, when I ask him to pick me up a plate of spaghetti, he does it.
Because you slip him a few extra bucks.
Come on, man.
That's not why. It's because he's my friend.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean?
2-7. Stop giving him money. You'll see what happens. 2-7-7.
Dave, that's not true.
No, it's not true, dude. I'm tired, bro. I'm tired.
I got phone calls to take.
Thank you.
Not,
shut me off.
It's not the Dave show.
No, dude.
Move ahead. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hi, Shanna. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Did she say Shanna or Jana?
Shanna or Jana?
It's Jana.
Jana, my apologies. Jana, what's your superstition or little quirk?
Yes, you always pick your feet up when you're in a car when you go over a railroad track.
Really? Is that? I've never heard that one before. What's that supposed to do?
And that way you'll never get run over by a train.
Okay. All right. Dave?
Well, all of a sudden, your salt thing doesn't sound all that unreasonable.
No, it doesn't. Absolute law. Text line. Bananas, a bad thing. Nobody can tell me why. Even the watermen can't.
Well, then why would you have a big company called Banana Boat?
Precisely. Why, Dave?
You don't use that product on a vessel.
But that's what it's made for.
Yeah, well, maybe at the beach, but not on the boat.
Well, okay,
the truth.
I got to take a call.
Wonder what that's about.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. And nobody has the answer. They just know, don't do it. Ahoy, who's this?
I'd ask Junior to Google it, but he might get upset.
Hey, Mike?
Yep, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. What's your superstition?
So the radio in the car or the TV always has to be on an even number as far as the volume, or like a full bar. It can never be a half a bar.
Salt over the shoulder.
You know, when it comes to the volume, you either commit or shut it down.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen.
What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael, the superstition little quirk you have?
All right, so ever since I've been a little boy, my granddaddy told me to put my right shoe or boot on first whenever I was getting my shoes on. So ever since then, all my life, I've always been putting my right shoe on. That way I've always started my day off with my best foot forward.
Oh, well, I can see where that comes from. We talk about All in the Family from time to time. There is a great All in the Family episode where I think Gloria was pregnant and they had to go to the hospital. And so Archie and Meathead are getting their shoes on. And so Meathead is rushing around and he puts one sock on and one shoe and then puts a sock on and one shoe. And he goes, what the hell?
What is he doing?
What are you doing?
What the hell?
You put one sock on and the other sock, one shoe on, and then
exactly.
The other shoe. You don't go and put one sock and a shoe on.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, but then Meathead said, well, with you, you'd get your socks all wet. Me, I could hop. Yeah. Yeah.
Ate it.
They had another one between the two of them when they had to sleep together. And Meathead wanted to have the nice tucked in bed and slide into the bed and get all tucked in and comfortable, where Archie had the flap and he turns it down,
gets
into the bed, and then flaps over.
There you go, Arch. Arch wins again.
And Meathead was trying, what are you talking about? With you, you got to get all situated. Me, I'm already tucked in. The sheets are all tucked in. And Archie goes, yeah, you dumb Meathead. What happens if you have a little gastriasis? Me, I do this. Flap it. You're trapped in there with all of that. Funny stuff. You got time for maybe one or two more here. Ahoy, who's this?
Jamie.
Amy, superstition?
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie?
You're having a problem with J's today.
I am. Jamie, what's your superstition? Yes.
When I was really young, my brother told me that anytime we're sitting by a fire outside or it's a bonfire or anything, when the smoke starts coming in your face, you say white rabbit and it stops. And even to this day, I know it's ridiculous, but I still do it and it moves and I know that it's the wind, but it's just something
I know.
That I say.
And you can't,
time.
If the smoke's at you and you don't say white rabbit, you're going to say, damn it, I should have.
Yep, exactly.
That would have moved the smoke. If you would like to answer our question of the week, feel free to do so this week. What is a superstition or a little quirk that you have? Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the News is next. And by the way, I'd like something. Why shouldn't you have a banana on a boat?
Just like my grandpa used to say,
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a few minutes. 6 o'clock, it'll be another Safe Word with the Rob Show. So stay tuned for that. Great. We got a ton of replies about bananas on a boat. And the best one that we've gotten is somebody that texted us four explanations why. And this by far covers everything based on folklore and reasoning. So let me read it to you quick, and I think this covers it. Dave the Waterman, known boatsman, had no answer. Four explanations. One, the explanation that we hear most often is that bananas were always loaded on the fastest boats for shipping, as they have a tendency to spoil. The fishermen trolling off the back of the boats never caught anything because the boat was moving too fast. The second one, bananas float. So when a ship sank, the only thing that rescue crews found was a bunch of floating bananas. It didn't take long for people to draw a correlation. Three, bananas are a breeding ground for poisonous animals and bacteria, causing infection amongst the crew members on long journeys. And the fourth reason, no bananas on a boat. When shipped together, bananas would cause other fruits to spoil more quickly. Apparently, this is due to the gas emitted by bananas as they ripen. And so there are no bananas on this boat. There you go. There's your answer. Thank you.
How is it that I feel like I know more about it, yet less at the same time?
Yep, I agree. Let's get you updated. Totally agree.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, North Fort Myers got a crash. Pondella Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers. Crash. Cleveland Avenue and Crystal Drive. Fort Myers, crash. College Parkway, the 8200 block of College. Crash, Fort Myers, Orange River Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. And we got a crash on the Sanibel Causeway, Span C and Causeway Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, January 17th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
Okay.
This one is a tough one. I don't know that I could get it, but it's spoiled because I already know. But let's see how.
Because you're looking at it.
Yeah, let's see how you do. And I'm not saying it's easy.
Okay.
Only four acts have had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. There are four of them.
One that pops right into my mind because she's been around since I was in college, Madonna.
Yes.
You too.
Yes.
I don't, that's all that pop into my head. I have, Junior, do you want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't. There's two more.
There's two more. One of them you should get.
Really? Band or individual?
Could be either or.
I don't.
The final two are individuals.
Oh.
Drake?
Did Drake have a hit in the 80s? How old was Drake in the 80s?
I misunderstood the question. I'm sorry.
Hey, are there any of those donuts left?
I go check.
What are you talking about? You emptied the box.
All right.
You two and Madonna are easy.
The one you should get, I'll give you the initials. MJ.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
And the last one, which I think would throw most people for a loop, had a top 40 hit in the 80s, in the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Weird Al Yankovic.
You're kidding.
So it's Michael Jackson, Madonna, Weird Al, and U2 are the only ones.
See, I know in the 80s and early 90s, he was charting all over the place. Really?
Really.
Good for him.
That's kind of cool. Stan, what is the magazine National Geographic known for?
I know what it was known for when I was a kid.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Looking at the first nude breasts I've ever seen.
Yes. Now, National Geographic has been around since 1896. How many photos of women with bare breasts do you suppose they published in that time?
In the thousands, in the thousands.
Not quite.
No.
Just over 500 photos.
All right.
That averages out to about 4 or 5 per year.
Okay. Can you imagine, like, in the 19 teens and 20s, you looking through there and seeing that? What is that?
I thought you said it was a refrigerator.
Hold it. I got some kind of alarm going off. I don't know what this is.
Should I be able to hear it?
Yes, you should. It's coming from under here somewhere. Hold it.
It's down below?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some piece of a computer equipment that's beeping. Junior, come take a look at this.
Well, Junior doesn't know anything about it.
Is there an engineer here?
No, Richard just left.
Where's it coming from in there?
Can you hear it, Junior?
Yeah. All I hear is
this. Oh, yeah.
I can't hear it.
Why don't you walk over here? Walk over here and tell me if you can't hear this. Oh, it just stopped. I swear to God, it just stopped.
You're screwing with me.
I am not.
There was no alarm.
Sorry about that, folks.
Forty-eight-year-old Jeffrey Cassidy is a pervert, and boy, did he pick the wrong house to mess with.
This is a great story.
He was hiding in the bushes outside of a home in Wellington, Florida.
Where's Wellington?
I think that's
near Orlando?
Tampa.
Tampa?
Yeah. And he was watching a teenage girl in her room.
Oh, D-Train said that was a battery backup going off.
Oh, thank you, D-Train.
Thank you, buddy.
So, let's just say the man is watching a teenage girl in her room with his hand in his pant, okay? It just so happened the girl's father was heading out to work and spotted Jeffrey peeping in on his teenage daughter. And by the way, it is spelled Joffrey.
Yeah.
Joffrey took off running. You know, maybe he's done this before and running got him out of it. Running did not get him out of it this time, because the man he was running from, the girl's father, is Tony Beckham, who was a cornerback in the NFL from 2002 through 2007, which literally means he made his living chasing people who were running from him.
It's true.
People much, much faster than a 48-year-old perv. Tony easily caught him, and he held him until police arrived. Somehow, Joffrey ended up really beat up. Nobody knows what happened.
Yeah, because if you heard the conversation, he said he had a talk with Joffrey.
Yeah, and somehow his face looks like ground hamburger, but nobody knows how that happened. What we do know is he's been charged with lewd and lascivious behavior.
Take a look at him. Yeah, they had a conversation.
Yep.
His fist on Joffrey's face. Zito just texted us. Wellington, Florida is in Palm Beach County.
Hmm. I said Tampa because the originator of the story is the NBC affiliate in Tampa.
Yeah, that was best source.
Yeah.
Wellington, that's got to be a wealthy area. That sounds like a gated area, Wellington.
Yeah, that's why we wouldn't know a thing about it.
Yeah.
You want to know about Port St. Lucie?
Stewart.
Yep.
Fort Pierce.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we know that really well.
Yep. You want to know something about Lehigh Acres, North Fort Myers? We can tell you about that.
Yeah, but Wellington, gated? Yep. Yeah. I don't know. That's foreign to me.
I can tell you a little something about Palm Bay. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
We're right. Big money. Everybody's texting about Wellington, that it's a big money horse community, a big polo community with the polo.
Okay, come to think of it, I have heard about the Prince Charles likes to go there.
Yeah. We're not allowed there. Seriously, I guarantee you, and it's happened. I go to that area, want to go maybe see a polo
match. Well,
you're
not even allowed on Sanibel.
They will tell me to go.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. May I ask why? I don't need a reason, sir. Please exit the property.
I've been kicked off of Miami Beach, South Beach. I've been kicked off of Sanibel, Captiva.
Yeah.
Because I don't fit the part.
Nope.
I go down to horse community, polo country. I'm out.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
It's like even when you're somewhere you belong, there's always somebody with a walkie-talkie looking at you.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a live one down here.
Oh, like, take a look at that.
Yep, Roger.
I'm a guest at the hotel.
Sure you are.
Somehow he's gotten hold of a room key. I don't know what you want to do about this. Is there a good way to find out your wife is effing around
on
you?
No, there is not a good way.
Is there a bad way?
No, it's all bad.
Poor guy.
You did this story in the headlines if it's what I think is coming, and this is just horrific. It's bad.
Monday in northeast Mexico, police were called Monday night about an incident at a hotel. Apparently, three police officers in training were having a drunken orgy, and the women got into a fist fight because one guy was focusing on one of them more than the other.
For good reason.
And so these are officers in training having an orgy with some senoritas.
Right.
And when the active duty officer arrived to break things up. To his shock and surprise, one of the main instigators was his wife.
Yeah, one of the senoritas.
Apparently, he kept his composure until other police got there to arrest them for disorderly conduct. No word on the state of the man's marriage, but unless he confronted her over this, things are probably fine.
Yeah, what am I looking at? What am I looking at here? What is this?
Junior put up the picture. Maybe he can explain.
I've got one woman who looks like she's being violently attacked.
And then there's a nude man at the bottom.
And then there's a nude man at the bottom and another senorita getting like a mugshot, and she's probably one of the ones that was being ignored.
You'd guess.
What am I looking at?
I have no idea.
Then take it down. Take it down.
It's been a difficult day for him.
It's just what Google showed me.
Yeah, whatever. You're on a sugar high from all them damn donuts.
You know, folks, we have told you forever a simple fact that we have learned about women.
Oh.
They're all
crazy. And capable of anything.
And even with our expert knowledge, we have to admit there is always a new layer or level of crazy that even we could not anticipate.
Yep. Take it up a notch.
A woman posted on a Facebook group for brides about a plan she was considering for her wedding. Because as we all know, it's her day.
Yep.
She had a great idea to make sure that the bridesmaids were all coordinated. She suggested her bridesmaids should all get colored contact lenses so their eyes won't clash with the color of the dresses she's chosen.
And don't think you're going to get away with wearing sunglasses. That's prohibited. She won't allow that.
Quote, how over the top is it to buy my blue-eyed bridesmaids color contacts? I'm offering to let them select any other color, even a rich amber brown like mine.
Ugh.
I'm not afraid of being overshadowed. I just think their blue eyes would clash, since one of the wedding's signature colors is chartreuse.
Oh.
The internet said, yes, that is over the top.
There's the little darling right there. There she is. She
is not used to hearing the word no.
No, you go up to that little bride and tell her no, she'll start a fight.
Oh, yeah. And she will use whatever is closest.
Yep.
For instance, if it was here, you'd be getting hit with this.
Yep. She's not used to hearing the word no and doesn't take it very well.
To give you an idea of what the word no means to her.
Yeah.
Imagine if a stranger walked up to you and for no apparent reason just said, F you, you know, spit right in your face.
Yep.
That's what the word no signals to her.
Yep. Because she gets what she wants.
And how dare you not do it?
Nobody ever tells me no.
Especially on my day.
Yep, her special day.
So if I want you to alter yourself physically
and risk an eye infection,
you'll do it.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, And, you know, we don't mean to single out women, but we kind of have to because they have a special kind of crazy. Men can be unstable and stupid.
Yeah. Dumb. Mainly it's stupid.
Yes. Case in point. I don't know if you've gotten your issue yet, but this is from the current issue of the Irish Medical Journal.
I've not gotten it yet. It must be in the mail.
They just published a case study about a 33-year-old man in Dublin who went to the hospital with severe back pain. And as the doctors were examining him to try and help with his back pain, they couldn't help but notice an angry red rash and abnormal swelling on the man's right forearm. It was after noticing this and questioning the man that he explained to them that the redness and swelling was because he had been working on his own theoretical miracle cure.
What?
Well, he was in tremendous back pain, and it seemed like nothing worked, so he came up with his own plan and began injecting his own semen into his arm.
Oh, you're kidding.
It is clear to no one why he believed that would cure his back pain or why he injected it into his arm.
Oh.
He told the doctors he came up with this treatment regimen all on his own and had been doing it faithfully for 18 months.
Look at his arm. You idiot. You know, have you ever heard of a Doane's pill?
It really did not work. Oh. His injections had simply collected in his arm and coagulated into one big mass of goo. His arm was infected with what doctors call cellulitis, because it had leaked into what doctors call the soft tissue. We don't know how this is going to turn out for him, because doctors say he was a little insulted when they questioned his home treatment method and checked himself out of the hospital before they could do anything for him.
Look at the x-ray, too. You know, next time, a Doane's.
How dare you criticize my treatment regimen.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 17th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, he may be dumb, but he was committed.
Oh, 18 yeah, he was.
18 months with a hypodermic needle.
Jeez. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. I want to thank a road watcher. Be aware of this. He accompanied a picture with it as well. Let's see. Of course, somebody texts right when I'm trying to read it. Road watch 41 South shut down at San Carlos. There is an RV in the ditch. All lanes are stopped.
Southbound.
41 South shut down at San Carlos. Yeah, I would assume going southbound. All lanes are stopped.
Well, that shouldn't affect much.
No, we're good. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. The Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. And a safe word. Let's get you updated on traffic one final time.
Now, K
K-Rock Traffic.
There might be an issue.
Yes. We got a road watcher report. 41 South shut down at San Carlos. RV in the ditch. All lanes closed. Just heard from the waterman. He's stuck in it.
Oh, man.
Disabled vehicle, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Fowler Street and in Lehigh Acres. Crash, Lee Boulevard at the racetrack. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I got cut out caffeine about 9 months ago. Stopped drinking coffee. When I was doing like 10, 15 cups a day. And getting some real good sleep. Is it time to get up yet? No, not yet. I'll just lay here and twitch for a couple of more hours. 158, toss, toss, turn, turn. 159, toss, toss, turn, turn. 201. Who must have dozed off for a minute there? Can't wait for that snooze alarm to go off. That'll be something to play with. Maybe I'll reset it. Yeah, I can get up a little earlier. That snooze alarm, where would we be as an American republic without that extra 5 minutes sleep? We all do basically the same thing. We set the clock radio an hour ahead of when we really want to get up. And then we just bang away on that drum, don't we? Amp. Ooh, 5 more minutes sleep. Amp. Ooh, another 5. Ooh, I'm really resting now. I stopped drinking caffeine. Now I can do things like wait in line. You ever watch someone pumped up on coffee in a bank line? Let's go! You got more dollars back there? Bring them out! Look at 30 people, $2, we're not moving! I got a dentist appointment in 3 hours!
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Question of the week. We all have them. We all got little quirks. What is a superstition you have? Superstition. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tracy.
Tracy, what's your little superstition or quirk?
My superstition, I learned from my Aunt Teresa, never delay your purse on the floor or you'll never have any money. So even
really?
To this day, really? I make sure that I never put my purse on the floor.
Well, I'll be sure and keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know that my girlfriend got this from her dad. Whenever you get a new car, wherever, if you know, new or used, or you're going to go and take over in somebody's car, always a couple of bucks in the glove compartment. For no reason, don't ever touch it, don't ever use it. Couple of bucks in the glove compartment. I said, I saw her do that. I said, what's the deal with it? Because my dad taught me that. You always put a couple of bucks in the glove compartment.
Okay. But you can't spend it.
You can't spend it.
So it could be an emergency and you need it, but you can't spend it.
Couple of bucks in the glove cart. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's your little superstition or quirk?
Well, for many years, before I board a plane, I always switch luggage to my left hand and I lay my right palm on the plane and just say a little prayer for the plane and myself, and my kids used to laugh at me, and they're in their 20s now, and they both do the exact same thing. They will not get on the plane.
That's smart.
I like that. That's a good one. Yep. Keep that right hand free, and then when you know, right there on the outside of the plane where it connects to the thing, keep your hand on there. You've got my life in your hands, and then go on the plane. I love it. I love it. Great call. 2779600. You know, checking the handle 3 times. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dylan.
Dylan, that superstition or quirk that you have.
When I was a kid, whenever we'd go fishing with my dad, the rule was never bring bananas on the boat. And if you brought bananas on the boat, you got thrown off the boat.
Really? Was there a reason behind it?
You know, he never explained it to me, but apparently it's a common belief. I've met other fishermen that believe the same thing. If you bring bananas on the boat, it's going to be the worst time of your life. The boat's going to break down, it's going to catch fire, and you're going
to
die.
Really? Hold on a second. Well, I appreciate it's called Dave.
The waterman would know.
Yeah, the waterman.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a huge superstition with fishermen. Never bring bananas on a boat, and I agree with him. The explanation, I'm not sure about.
Why? You don't know why.
I'm not completely for sure, but yes. And I've had a banana on the boat, and it has broke down.
Thank you, Dave.
But luckily, you were on board, and you knew how to fix it.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Stan knows. He's been on a boat with me.
Okay, I was on a boat with you that I paid for a few hours, and you helped the guy maneuver the boat around when he was getting bait. I was impressed, but look, I'm not going to go and vouch for you.
You should go on a boat soon, Waterman.
Well, if you pay, he'll be on it.
We'll get out in the water, buddy.
Well, yeah. What's he supposed to do? He doesn't have any money.
What are you talking about? It's not a question of money. Don't you remember at the marina? He knows them all. He just has to ask.
Yeah, I can make a few phone calls, buddy. I'll
see
get us
what
on
I'm
the
telling
boat.
You?
Hey, you don't have to be asking me, Dave.
Yep.
I'm not, man. I mean, you really want to go on the water?
You've been saying now for 3 years you're going to take me out on the boat because you got the connections to go shark fishing, all this bullshit.
You just don't like to accept my friendship when I say, hey,
no,
let's go on a boat.
You don't do it. You don't. Nothing. Nothing you say that you're going to do, you do.
That's not true.
Like what?
Well, when I ask him to pick me up a plate of spaghetti, he does it.
Because you slip him a few extra bucks.
Come on, man.
That's not why. It's because he's my friend.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean?
277. Stop giving him money. You'll see what happens. 277.
Dave, that's not true.
No, it's not true, dude. I'm tired, bro. I'm tired.
I got phone calls to take.
Thank you. Shut me off.
It's not the Dave show.
No, dude.
Move ahead. Try to detect. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hi, Shanna. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Did you say Shanna or Jana?
It's Jana.
Jana, my apologies. Jana, what's your superstition or little quirk?
Yes, you always pick your feet up when you're in a car when you go over a railroad track.
Really? Is that? I've never heard that one before. What's that supposed to do?
And that way you'll never get run over by a train.
Okay. All right, Dave?
All of a sudden, your salt thing doesn't sound all that unreasonable.
No, it doesn't. Absolute law, text line. Bananas, a bad thing. Nobody can tell me why. Even the waterman can't.
Well, then why would you have a big company called Banana Boat?
Precisely. Why, Dave?
You don't use that product on a vessel.
But that's what it's made for.
Yeah, well, maybe at the beach, but not on the boat.
Well, okay.
It's the truth.
I got to take a call.
Wonder what that's about.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. And nobody has the answer. They just know, don't do it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 Karok.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.